www.thebrightside.com.
How do we stop someone from committing a mass shooting before it takes place? It boggles the mind that this is the question that's being debated. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sadly, the narrative over the weekend was at a Sikh temple just a stone's throw away from Milwaukee. The day was shattered early in the morning, preparing for services, getting ready for some food. People arrived, and then a gunman came into the scene as well. Somebody nobody recognized. His name is Wade Michael Page, now dead as the cops took him out. He is supposedly a neo-Nazi. He was discharged from the army after a demotion at one point in his life, and people are asking why, oh, why. Six people died, including Page himself. There are still a few in the hospital struggling, but looking like they're going to survive. Here's what the son of the president of the temple who died had to say about, unfortunately, what happened and honor. His name is Armadeep Kaliki.
At the very least, the FBI gave me the honor of knowing my father went after that guy and tried to stop him and slowed him down enough to let other people get to safety.
Sad thing to happen, and right on the heels of Colorado, is there any kind of a connection? Certainly the two people were very different, and it looks like the motives may have been different, although Wade Michael Page is gone, so there's no way to necessarily question him, obviously, unless he left something behind that provides clues, because there's always that concern about a copycat or somebody being motivated by something else that they've seen. The questions are all over the map about the fact that he was on the FBI's radar, so how come this was allowed to happen? And the answer is that he might have had some information on him that was gathered because of the fact that he had donated money to a couple of different definite racist skinhead groups and was in some skinhead bands and might have been a low-level member of a national white supremacist group called the Hammerskins. But you cannot go after someone that way. As the FBI is handcuffed because of federal law collecting info on citizens not suspected of committing a crime. We know where we all stand on that, so there's no way to do that. Of course, privately, things, information can be gathered, and there are still questions about, well, geez, if someone's mentally ill or criminal or a terrorist, how come we can't stop them from getting a gun? And the answer is they're not wearing a sign that says that, and unless there's hardcore information, perhaps some things could be tweaked with the laws, but there's going to be full-on gun control pushes, I think, coming up next year, at least from some of the people that will represent us in the nation. We have the elections coming, so that may change. The face of all that might change. We've got Olympics that we're going to cover in this hour to give you the medal count, certainly. And we're going to talk about a new nickname that the Prez has come up with for Mitt Romney, rather. But before we do that, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Oh, great.
What's on your mind?
Well, I see Dick Cheney. He said picking Palin was a mistake. He verified everything I've been saying.
He did, actually. You're right. He said that a week ago, that they shouldn't have picked Palin, that she wasn't, he said his words were, she wasn't ready. That he likes her, he's friendly with her, but there's no way she was ready for that kind of a job.
Yeah, he said mistake, which I've been saying that all along.
Mm-hmm.
You can have
Wait a second, do you want a medal?
No, you can have one of your crackpot teabaggers write a letter of apology to you and be forward to me.
All right, if anyone wants to write a letter of apology to Rick, you know where to do that. Go to AmericaTonight.net. Rick, I have a feeling you're not going to get very many, but okay.
So for stand up people, they would.
They would.
You're wrong.
Well, here's the question. Who's going to be the VP choice this time around? This is dragging out. The drama is gone. Nobody cares at this point. It's just going to be the day it's announced. And if it's a surprise, then that could be kind of interesting. But I think it's going to be somebody that's out there, one of the usual suspects.
Well, they said after the Palin fiasco, they're going to pick somebody that knows something about starting a band.
Yeah.
Read a book, you know. Knows where the European countries are, stuff like that.
That would be pretty embarrassing. And of all people, no offense to Katie Couric, but Katie Couric winning a huge award because of the interview with Sarah Palin. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Because she asked her questions about what was she reading? Yeah.
What book she read.
Yeah, what book did she read? Exactly.
But I see when Mitt Romney is over Israel, and, he said he liked their socialized medicine. And it's the cheap. I just wonder how come Fox News ain't following up on that.
Oh, there's plenty. Trust me, here's the thing. How much does what happens overseas, sure, Israel's in play, but how much of what he says overseas plays into what could happen here at home with all these states in play, all these swing states that I was mentioning? You know, we're talking like 12 states. So I think the focus, you know this, Rick, is squarely on the economy. It's not so much about what's happening overseas and how we feel about comparing their medicine to ours or whatever. It's just a little blip on the radar screen, I think.
Well, he's saying their socialized medicine is great. How come ours ain't?
Well, because he was trying in a way to compare it to Medicare, and it was a rough comparison, to say the least. But the bottom line is that was an attempt at attacking, you know, Obamacare, affordable health care, that whole thing. And that's definitely one of the things that'll come up in the debates, and it's definitely part of the whole economic stuff.
I see some of these football players are saying about the substitute refs already.
You know, there's going to be a female ref.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big flop, too.
Girl power, Rick, come on, girl power. Yeah, the female ref is interesting. They've been talking about that for a while. Two hands on the wheel, Rick. They've talked about a female ref coming into the NFL, and at some point it was bound to happen. The problem is the replacement refs would be, I think that would be rough to start off the season that way. And they're going to use the first one. So imagine what that would be like. Talk about breaking the glass ceiling. Because you got to remember, there's a relationship these referees have. There's same guys that you see over and over again covering different games, and the players know who they are. So this lockout is an interesting opportunity for at least one replacement. So for the first time, we're going to see an officiating crew that has a female referee. Maybe because there's going to be, I predict, some brutal calls, it won't even really matter that much. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
From the Republican convention in Tampa, Florida, the people that are going to actually be at this convention are getting kind of interesting. People that you would expect to be there. Rick Santorum, though, is going to have a little bit of a role. How about that? You know, there were a few people initially that thought Santorum, VP, but I never thought that he would make that VP card, that that's who they would pick or that he would want to be on the VP list. But he's going to have a role in the convention, which is pretty interesting. And then you have the McCains of the world and whatnot that will be there. And I can only imagine who the keynoters are. I would have to think that Governor Chris Christie at some point would be there. Still no VP pick for Mitt Romney. You can tell we've dived in a different direction into politics a little bit here. Because one of the interesting things that happened on the day, you know, when you're running, it's all about getting the correct few words and hooking them together and using them for a while. Obama, last time around, 2008, remember, hope and change, hope and change. So the people that are pulling the strings of the campaign are always trying to come up with clever things to either beat the other person up with in a negative spin or just a saying, a bumper sticker, if you will. It's about the bumper sticker. That's what politics is. You can sum it up that way. What you see on a bumper sticker, what lingers, what sticks, is the thing that creates the buzz, that has people talking. It seems odd, but it's not. And that's what they remember when they go to vote, especially if they're confused on what they want to do and not happy with the way that where the country is headed and the direction we're going in. So here's the phrase that Obama coined earlier in the day, and it has to center around or has to deal with the tax cuts anyway.
They determined that Governor Romney's plan would effectively raise taxes on middle-class families with children by an average of $2,000 to pay for this tax cut. It's like Robin Hood in reverse. It's Romney Hood.
All right. But I'm bump. You got to give him credit for that one. He got a little chuckle out of the audience. Romney, on the other hand, is saying the complete opposite when it has to do with the president, talking about that he's out of touch with where we're headed and the fiscal cliff, what's ultimately going to be the downfall of the U.S. and how the taxes are going to be crippling to the small businesses and businesses in general, which will make it impossible for the job numbers to climb. Remember his cries about the 12 million jobs, promising, you know, you'll get those 12 million jobs. This is the thing that really hammers people. You have more people going back to school, even people that already have a degree, to get another degree, to get retrained, because what they have a degree in, they simply cannot get, they can't find a job. I was talking to someone the other day about law school. He had a son that was going to law school, and they decided, you know, why do we keep going down this path unless there's some other kind of a degree? Because if you graduate first in the class, great, you probably are in. If you don't, good luck with that, trying to find a job when you're not, when you don't go down the path first. So the fiscal cliff, I've gotten plenty of emails about, what do you mean when you say fiscal cliff? And I've heard other people say it from the White House when people are reporting on what's going on. It's very easy. You have $7 trillion worth of tax increases and spending cuts that would go into effect in January. Congress doesn't come close to any kind of an agreement before the November election. They might not be able to reach one until early next year. They need to undo some of the tax increases and spending cuts that kicked in. So there's uncertainty as to what's going to happen and what does it do to the economy. If it happens January 1st, what would happen is they don't reach a deal on the debt reduction. Remember the Budget Control Act, because they didn't have that happen when they had bipartisan group pulled together a couple of years ago. You've got an automatic spending cut to commerce on January 2nd. It amounts to $1.2 trillion in deficit reduction over 10 years. Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, was not happy about this. $55 billion cut in 2013 from some of the discretionary defense spending. That's at least a 10% cut to every program. And then non-defense, too, also will be cut. Things like food inspections, air travel safety, budget expert types. I think it will result in at least an 8% cut to activities and projects and all that kind of stuff. Now, the Bush tax cuts, I think you already know, so I'll wrap it up with that. But the tax cuts will expire, same thing, at the end of December, which would mean, you got to think about this, it would rise to 15%, 28%, 31%, 36%, 39.6%, up from 10% and 15% and 25% and 28% and so on and so forth. So it rises to 20% from 15% for most people filing income tax. And so it makes a difference. The child tax credit would fall. The refundable portion would be reduced. And there's a whole bunch of other ones that would expire or be gone. Marriage penalty relief would be one. So if you're a low or middle income two-earner couple that owe more to the IRS, they would owe more to the IRS than they would if they were single making the same income. It's going to be interesting to see how people end up doing their taxes. One thing that we can all agree on, if we were going to put, if you're a geeky kind of person, if you were put together a list of things you're interested in right now, raise your hand if you're interested in Curiosity. Do you know what the Curiosity is? It's the rover that just landed on Mars. They're looking for signs of life where we find signs of life. A NASA spokesperson said the rover is supporting about 700 people, because remember there was jobs that were cut when the shuttle was mothballed and was over with. So, woohoo, there are some jobs being created. 700. Of course, this is government, but the Curiosity is a curiosity to some as to why we have the Curiosity. Are we throwing money at Mars? But it's the money was spent certainly on the ground with the employees. There are about 400 working on the project, 300 scientists that have been outsourced by the government. The purpose of the Curiosity, in case you're curious, is to study Mars and send information back to us. Unlike the Mars rover and whatnot, Curiosity has the technology to accomplish some interesting goals and to see if any conditions ever on Mars were favorable to micro life of any sort. If they can find any kind of life whatsoever. That's what they're interested in trying to uncover. Imagine how interesting it would be to really look at some of that stuff that comes back. Some of the intel that it's, I'll call it intel, some of the intel that they're gathering now at this point is, I think it's going to be pretty interesting. And what kind of beings, if you will, or microorganisms they're going to come up with in the end after analyzing all the stuff that the rover comes up with and the conditions that the rover has to go through. I think it'd be cool to be on the other end of that, honestly. Very, very cool. Coming up at the tail end of this Hour of America tonight, rumors. Oh, there's lots of rumors out there about a lot of different things. What would we do if we didn't have our rumors? It's like the old telephone game where someone tells a story, then the other person repeats the story, then the third person repeats it as well, details are missing, and the fourth person gets the story. It's completely different. Buckle up. More coming your way next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between here on America Tonight. In this segment of For Your Health, you're going to love it. I couldn't wait to talk to this guy. I was thinking about it all weekend long. The hyperbaric centers of Texas do this cool thing where, you know, you're in a hyperbaric chamber. Athletes across the border using it. T.O. used it. You've heard of other people, a lot of athletes, a lot of actors, people who are trying to do it for different reasons, and it's about the oxygen and what the oxygen can do for you. Dr. Al Johnson joins us now from that center that's just exploded, and we're seeing this across the country, by the way. Hey, Dr. Johnson, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
So,
my pleasure, and happy to talk about hyperbaric.
Yeah, tell us about the advent of hyperbaric. You know, we used to start to, I want to say, really, I've heard about it for at least over a decade, probably before that, but now it's readily available. I think before, there wasn't as much access to the hyperbaric chambers, if you will. Explain the advent of it, how it came along.
Well, hyperbaric chambers were originally developed to treat the bends in deep sea divers, where mm-hmm. you would get oxygen bubbles that would migrate to your joints and to your brain, and people could die from it. And so they figured out that if you put someone in 100% oxygen, it helped negate that effect and dissolve the nitrogen over a period of time, and you then would survive the bends when you were treated with a hyperbaric chamber. They then started treating wounds with it, mainly in diabetics. And hospitals across the country now have them, but can only treat the FDA-approved indications, which mainly include diabetic wounds, severe non-healing wounds, near drowning, acute carbon monoxide poisoning, and then some bone deterioration from different radiation type injuries. And just recently they approved hyperbarics for acute hearing loss. All the rest of the things you read about that are treated in the papers and in the news media are called off-label treatments for hyperbaric. In other words, the hospitals cannot do that. So the hospitals cannot treat like stroke, severe spider bites, like black widow spider bites, head injuries. So like the vets have, veterans have post-concussion syndrome from the bomb explosions. None of these things that are off-label can the hospitals do. So there's my center and some other centers around the country that treat people for off-label indications with hyperbaric medicine treatment.
Yeah. Somebody told me, I mentioned the athletes in the beginning because that's always what's fascinating to people too as well. And we know that the Olympics are going on right now. Michael Phelps has 22 medals now in the history of the sport in swimming, and he sleeps in one. So what would that do for a super athlete like Michael Phelps as far as sleeping in one of the chambers?
Well, there's, first let me explain, there's two types of chambers. There's hard chambers, which are used for medical treatment as well as the bins for diving situations. Mm-hmm. Then there are soft chambers, which are high mountain rescue chambers, where you do get increase in oxygen, but it's not 100%, and it's not at the pressure that we use in full medical treatment. Now, when you sleep in one over a period of time, you do get some medical benefits of increasing the oxygen to the tissues, better recovery, but takes quite a while, like overnight, where when we treat someone with a stroke or an acute injury like an athlete would have, they're in the chamber for 90 minutes at 100% oxygen under high pressure, like 45 feet underwater. So you get 10 to 15 times the amount of oxygen in the tissues, along with the pressure that decreases the swelling, increases the healing process to the tissue. And so you get a much faster recovery.
And so obviously, man, the faster recovery, that would be the name of the game. That makes complete sense to me. When you talk about the off-label uses, and you mentioned a few things that were totally interesting, the thing that people struggle with, I think, Doc, a lot, it's because of the busy lives we have, the list that we have running in our head for different reasons. People are insomniacs. A lot of people that have listened to America Tonight are third shifters. They have a hard time falling asleep. So what's the deal with the whole sleep idea, that it helps people sleep better?
Well, I don't think it helps people sleep better. It's just that that's a time where they aren't wasting time in their idea of taking a set period of time and go having hyperbaric. They use a soft chamber in their home, which they can do safely. But you do not get the full medical benefit because you're not at 100% oxygen and under the higher pressure, which actually help people with, stroke, as we said, head injuries, any place where there's oxygen deprivation. So you get people with poor circulation to their legs, to their feet, wounds that won't heal, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, where you've had nerve injury to an extremity and now the pain is really severe. Hyperbaric helps reduce pain by getting circulation to that area where you get spasm of the vessels. So we see that the higher pressure is really necessary for medical treatment, where some of the athletes use that low pressure system to just help enhance their recovery, which it does, so that he's, like in Phelps' case, ready to go for the next race the next day.
Yeah. The head trauma, is that pretty common? Is the hyperbaric had just great results and a lot of people are seeking hyperbaric because of that?
Well, what it does in any type of head trauma, whether it's stroke or closed head injury from automobile accidents or from bomb blast, as in the veterans, those cells in the brain are damaged, and many of them aren't killed, but they're damaged and they're kind of idle. They just aren't working right. So when you get oxygen to those cells under the increased pressure, it wakes those cells up. It rehabs those cells. It takes over a period of time, and they begin to function. And in some of the preliminary pilot studies on the vets, 80% were able to get back to useful life when they weren't able to function prior to the hyperbaric treatment.
Yeah. Do you think that we've only seen some of the beginning benefits of hyperbaric, that there may be other things that you'll start to find?
Oh, yes, there sure is. And one of the big things that I think we're going to see in the future is that as we have an older and older population that has better nutrition, taking better care of themselves, they aren't taking care of their minds. And so we'll see people with healthy bodies but not able to think, having dementia. And a lot of that is due to the lack of oxygen to the brain. And if we're able to pick these people up early that are having that trouble, use hyperbaric, it creates new blood vessels. It helps get oxygen to those cells that aren't working well, and you can maintain brain function. I have attorneys that come in that do hyperbaric on a routine basis to maintain a high level of brain function, clarity of thinking, so that they can function well while they're in court.
Wow, that's interesting. I heard also, too, that there have been positive effects for kids with autism. Is that right?
Autism and cerebral palsy, both. There's been positive results with that. And most frankly, the one of the first off-label uses for hyperbaric oxygen was for cerebral palsy kids, because those kids had oxygen deprivation during birth.
Mm.
And they found that once you provided oxygen in the higher concentration, it would wake their brain cells up and you'd see improvement in these kids. Now, the cells that are dead, you aren't able to rehab, but those cells that are just inactive, start to function and you see improvement.
For the amounts of treatments, like people will come in, I imagine it's different, but what's the typical time that someone spends in, let's say, one of the hard chambers?
Yeah. Typically, it's like exercise. You do it daily and you gain each day as you do with increasing exercise tolerance. So in like a stroke patient or a head injury patient, typically 40 hours of treatment is the original starting point. See what is obtained after that, how the patient does, and then you may go on and do more a month or two later.
Yeah.
So you allow the effect to take place. Now, in sports injuries, it varies on, what the injury is, how bad the injury is. But soft tissue injuries, we have high ankle sprains, torn muscles. You may not treat them that long because they're able to rehab and get back much quicker. But in pro athletes, saving 3 or 4 days in their rehab is really important. We treated Dirk Nowitzki when he had the high ankle sprain back when they played Miami in the first playoff.
Mm.
And he was able to get back much quicker into the playoffs than he would have if he just did not use that in regular rehab.
Yeah, and that's because of the reasons you explained, but the healing process, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if you have swelling, it cuts off blood supply and therefore cuts off oxygen of whatever part of the body it is.
Mm.
With hyperbaric, it forces oxygen into the area, it decreases the swelling, and therefore the healing process occurs much faster.
Fascinating stuff, not just for the bends anymore. Dr. Al Johnson, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, you're entirely welcome. My pleasure.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Adele. Topping rumor has it, Rupert Murdoch's infamous megacorp News Corp is rumored to be, in the initial stages anyway, of building a rival United States-based network to take on ESPN. I know for a fact this is true because I have some inside information on this. It is something they're pursuing. You know, they've got this brainstorming thing that's been going on for a while. They're watching what's happening with NBC and CBS and the explosion of sports, of these networks. So there's Fox Sports already, which is a subsidiary of News Corp, and they're in charge of the deal-making part of this. The new channel might be ready by the end of the year, but most likely it's probably going to roll out at the beginning of the year. it's tough sometimes to pull these things together. They decide they're going to do it, then they want it done tomorrow. So it may take just a tad longer than that to make it official. But it's not shocking that there will be somebody else on the sports scene. It means there's more jobs, right? Or at least somebody's doing. Somebody's going to be doing all the editing for that network. Sometimes that's what happens. They start with a shoestring budget and then realize, oh, you mean I've got to spend some money? And Murdoch is famous for that. This is a crazy thing that happened. You know, more details are emerging about Wade Michael Page, who's the neo-Nazi who killed those six people at the Sikh temple outside of Milwaukee. Well, the shooter lived in a house on Holmes Avenue. Holmes Avenue to you and me, unless you live in that neighborhood, you say, well, all right, well, Holmes Avenue. But this gets interesting because right away when this happened, a woman started to call the media and said, I mean, she freaked out. She said her son found the man as a renter for his home on the 37 block of Holmes Avenue through an ad. He was on Craigslist. He lived with her son for 3 weeks. Then the house across the street became empty. He moved across the street, and then the rest is history, what happened at that Sikh temple. So that sheds a little bit of light on him. Where did he come before that? And where, you know, they searched that home to see if they could find anything. So you never know what you're going to get on Craigslist, I guess, when you're perusing it for roommates anyway. Here's a rumor that was floating around for a long time. I shouldn't say a long time. For maybe 3 or 4 days. That's a long time in the sports world. But T.O., we just talked about him with Dr. Johnson. I brought him up that he had one of those hyperbaric chambers that actually he had in his house. So Terrell Owens and the Seattle Seahawks apparently are close to terms on a one-year deal. And this happened after he had a workout with the club on Monday, because, you know, now they're in training camps. How about that? 15 years the guy in the NFL, and when you look at some of the good years he had anyway, and he has statistics, he's second all-time in receiving yards, over 15,000, and would you believe touchdowns, 153, and blah, blah, blah. We could go on and on. But he's also had a history of lots of problems and a surgery on his left knee. He didn't get any offers to play last season. He played for a nothing team. I actually saw him play with a team called the Allen Wranglers, and I say nothing team because they were an indoor football league. Then he was released from that. He lost some of the ownership stake that he had in the team, which was a whole kooky odyssey for Owens. And this is after he spent huge years with San Francisco, and he played for Philadelphia. And, you know, this is the guy who you thought was done, I think, after Dallas and then Cincinnati, I guess was the last team that he played for. And the Seahawks must figure, well, we have nothing to lose, right? We were 7-9 in last season. So, yeah, maybe we'll take a flyer on him. It probably couldn't cost them too much. And they need insurance for the other guy they have who had surgery on both shoulders in the offseason and concussion problems. His name is Sidney Rice. So the idea is that he would be there to back him up. Tia don't play backup, though. I don't care if it's 20 years and he's been around. And that creates part of the problem. So if he gets the playing time, it shouldn't be. But even now, I think he's not the backup. And why Seattle doesn't realize that, there could end up being problems there is what I would point to that may lead to something. All right, here's a story that will just blow your mind. This may be the best rumor of all that turns out to be true, and I don't know how heavily this is being reported. It might be out there, but the Colorado shooter, the Red Devil, his father is Robert Holmes. This is a guy who is set to testify at the LIBOR banking scandal hearings. His father is a senior scientist at FICO. You know what FICO is. They determine the whole credit scores thing. And this LIBOR case against Barclays is huge. It's manipulation again, talking about banking and manipulating the monetary system. It's being investigated by the SFO, the Serious Fraud Office, and LIBOR is the London Interbank Offered Rate, which was being rigged to benefit traders any way they can get us, right? And that trickles down, actually, to the United States. So they've been collecting information about the financial services from the Financial Services Authority of the UK for a period of time, let's say, maybe 8 months, a little bit more than that. And they're looking at Barclays and that there will be serious consequences if they find this, and certainly in the future there will be. The banking community is appalled that a central interest rate as the like the LIBOR, whose value has had huge, far-reaching effects, is found to have been tampered with. What the extent is, they're trying to determine that and get to the bottom of what the crisis is, and his father is testifying. Wow. Who would think that his name would pop up there, but it did, and that is a big, big story regardless. It's a big story from the point of view of banking and manipulating yet more currency. There is a rumor that Michael Phelps has a girlfriend, and the rumor turns out to be true. How about that? He's been dating somebody for 5 months. Do we really care about the love life of Michael Phelps? The reason I think it's interesting, though, is trying to keep that under wraps because of the social media. And even if a guy is pretty elusive, he's all over the London Olympics. And I guess that's why it was uncovered, because now the Olympics, for him anyway, is over, so he's making the party rounds. The girlfriend's name is Megan Rossi, who is a model, and they were at an event on Monday night, jet-setting around London. So that drew huge headlines. She is blonde with blue-green eyes, thin and tall. I'm sure you're not shocked by that. She's like a runway model. And Phelps says, somebody asked him about it, and he says they haven't necessarily been trying to hide it. In fact, they've been tweeting, I guess, all over the place, or at least she's been tweeting all over the place. Wonder if he's going to take this girl to the altar and this is the real deal, or this is just the first time he's been seen publicly with somebody, and especially being with someone for such a long period of time. For a swimmer, 5 months is a lot. Look at Ryan Lochte and his mother saying that, well, I've never met any girls because all he has is one night stands. So I guess this is a little different anyway.
For O'Reilly, Morgan in the box, gone back in the box, here comes the cross. Oh, he's in! Alex Morgan has done it! Barely 30 seconds to go! It's 4-3 to the United States!
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.